This week, Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson has been involved in a public imbroglio with the Trump administration over the president's handling of condolence calls to the families of fallen soldiers. But yesterday, Wilson was at Miami-Dade College's North Campus for a congressional field hearing she organized to discuss ideas for changes to nursing home regulations. The rehabilitation center at Hollywood Hills, where 14 patients died after Hurricane Irma, falls in Wilson's district. She sits on a subcommittee in Congress that oversees the Federal Emergency Management Agency, better known as FEMA. One idea that was not brought up by the panel of witnesses at the hearing was bringing back an ombudsman for the nursing home industry. Wilson says she's considering changing that.
No one brought up the ombudsman. The ombudsman is a position in Florida that I'm thinking about starting legislation so that we would have an ombudsman in every state.
However, a former state long-term care facility ombudsman disputes that. He says every state, including Florida, already has someone in that position. Georgia Congressman Henry Hank Johnson flew into Miami for the hearing because he's the top Democrat on the subcommittee. He says the resiliency of nursing homes is not just a Florida issue.
It's only a matter of time before many other areas in the country that are not accustomed to dealing with natural disasters will have to face that threat.
Aside from generators, the panel of emergency management and healthcare workers asked the members of Congress to consider planning and more training when drafting new laws.